expression was Jacqueline Dwyer, J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-I-N-E, Jacqueline Dwyer, D-W-Y-E-R, D as in David, D-W-Y-E-R. Date of birth is 7-17-73, date of visit 1-21-22. Please make a copy of this for Erica O'Donnell, D-O. Erica O'Donnell, O-D-O-N-N-E-L-L, D-O. Next paragraph, chief complaint is snoring and apnea. Next paragraph, physical present illness. This is a 48-year-old overweight female who has been noted to have snoring and apneic episode, has gained weight over the past few years and has some fatigue during the day. She has no history of chronic lung disease, but has been treated for bronchitis in the past and has pre-diabetes. The patient has no leg swelling, denies reflux symptoms, and denies any headaches or daytime sleepiness. Next paragraph, past history includes history for Hodgkin's lymphoma treated. More than 15 years ago, in December of 05, and history for lymph node biopsy, followed by chemotherapy and radiation therapy. She also had an infusor port placed. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies listed. Next paragraph, habits, the patient is not... the patient does not smoke, but in the past she smoked half to one pack per day for 10 years. She drinks alcohol moderately. Next paragraph. Family history. Father is alive, has hypertension. Mother is in good health. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss. She has no cataracts or glaucoma. She has hoarseness, no nosebleeds. She has shortness of breath and no wheezing. She has eczema, and she has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. The patient complains of some hoarseness and denies vertigo. She also has heartburn and denies abdominal pains, nausea, or diarrhea. Denies chest or jaw pain or palpitations. So, and she does have anxiety attacks, denies joint pains or muscle stiffness. She does have headaches and numbness of the extremities and no memory loss and no skin rash, no itching. Next, med list included citalopram 20 milligrams a day, Xanax 0.25 milligrams PRN. Next paragraph, physical exam. This moderately obese, middle-aged to white female. And no acute distress, there was no pallor, cyanosis, ictus, or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 130 over 80, pulse is 100, respiration is 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 228, saturation 96. HENT are non-sphalic, pupils reactive, sclerovertically, throat is injected. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, or thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the basis, and lung fields are clear. Heart, the heart seems regular, S1 and S2, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflex of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions are observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Oh, can you mention? Neurologically, there are no focal deficits identified. Next paragraph, impression number 1, possible obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2, history of Hodgkin's lymphoma, status post chemo radiation therapy. Number 3 is reactive airways disease. Number four is obesity. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a polysomnogram. And also advised to get a pulmonary function study and a chest x-ray, since she does have a prior history of smoking. A follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 6 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. A copy of her lab work will be requested. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Erika O'Donnell, E-R-I-K-A O'Donnell, O-D-O-N-N-E-L-L-D-O. Thank you.